Yeah. Let's hear how loud you can get for Mr. Mike McCready on the guitar. You know, we're actually very lucky to have Mike because he was offered a position working in Los Angeles. And what they do, they older women were paying lots of money. What? Because what they would do is it was a form of a face. They would sit in front of his amp when he was playing at full volume, and it would push their skin back to where it looked like they were newborn babies. And the only problem is they all left with hearing issues, and they could never really hear all the compliments they were getting after. I have to talk about this for a second, and I want to thank the organizers and everybody who came together to allow us and afford us and have little baby Trump come to welcome everybody to the last gig of the European tour. I'm glad in some ways it worked out where we got to come back and clean up after him a bit, you know, change his diaper. And they did an interesting thing where they put out an actual press release that said, any Americans who happen to be in London while his visit takes place, be very careful because there could be some protests that turn violent. And as an American, if they know you're an American, you might be harmed. I just want to recognize that statement and say that after being all through Europe for the last 6 weeks, never once have we felt any animosity towards us or our crew or our family. And maybe that's because you've got an educated population over here, and that they know that he actually lost. Maybe it's because he lost the popular vote by 3 million, and that none of us are truly to blame. So, you know, I know at home it feels very divisive. It feels like he's been such a divisive. Added such divisive energy into how we get along back home. But then I realized the other day, watching all the protests here down in the square, there were 250,000. He's actually bringing people together in a great way. When you get 250,000 protesters of all ages, cultures, different sexual orientations, you know, maybe he's uniting people in a way that is going to be needed in the near future. And there's some of the signs I just wanted to point out. God save the Queen from the rotten tangerine. Make empathy great again. Trump is as welcome as a third place World Cup playoff. Now, my daughters aren't here tonight because otherwise I'm going to say a couple words they've never heard me say before. And if they were here, they'd say, fuck you, Dad, we've heard the records. Too many tweets make a twat. And then this reminded me of one that we had in Seattle, one of my favorites. I'd call Trump a cunt, but he lacks depth and warmth. And then, of course, all in all, you're just another prick with no wall. But perhaps the most important as we go into the next song, a girl's place is in the resistance. So women of the world, please, take over.